The 59th Annual Board of Delegates meeting for the U.S. Grains Council is underway right now in Cincinnati, Ohio. Dave Brunts is chairman of the Nebraska Corn Board and also sits on the ethanol advisory team.
Well, I sat in on the ethanol advisory team meeting yesterday. One of the emerging markets, the bright future, is Mexico, one of our neighbor here right to the south. About 65% of that country down there, or the demand in that country, is currently getting E10. So they're shipping either ethanol or they're shipping pre-blended gasoline into Mexico by rail and also by truck. Three of the major cities are not involved in that yet, and that's just due to politics, but they're working hard on getting those three cities on board to help clean up their air. They desperately need to have their air quality improved. So this is one of the ways that it can be done, and they are aware of that, and it's just taking some time to get into those markets. But currently, about 65% of the country is receiving E10.
There's a great opportunity for education then, I'm sure, with the ethanol going into the other countries.
Yes. You know, air quality is one of their big issues, and the American Lung Association helps with that information. A lot of science, a lot of research to back that up. And so they're working on that, and they expect that to move to 100% in Mexico here within this, I'd say within the next year.
Those comments with Dave Brunts as he's at the U.S. Grains Council meeting in Ohio. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.